our weekly chat with our guy Alex Ferrario, our Blues pregame, postgame, and intermission host here on 101 ESPN and the Blues Radio Network with BT and Ronjio. Anthony Stalzer is the fast lane on 101 ESPN.
That's about to mean something.
What's that?
Pre- and postgame host. Hasn't meant anything for 4 months.
I can't wait.
Pre- and postgame. I was like, what the hell are you pre- and postgame for? You got nothing to talk about.
I want to hear you just at midnight again.
Oh, yeah.
Just breaking stuff down.
I love those West Coast games.
Thank God we got no California teams in this playoff.
Well, so let's talk about those start times, because you're looking at, I think they want to go like noon, 4, and 7 o'clock. They want to have 3 games per day in each hub, and the hubs are in different markets, so you can literally watch 6 games per day very easily.
It's genius. I mean, it's the perfect way to do this broadcast of this return to play format, because look, you're going to have baseball back before hockey, because baseball, fingers crossed, knocking on wood, you're going to get baseball back, but August 1st is when they're supposed to start. But honestly, it's like a March Madness, or an August Madness, if you will, of hockey. And they do this in the playoffs sometimes, like, you know, Saturdays and Sundays you'll get a matinee game that's on the East Coast, and then you'll get a Central Division team in the Midwest, and then you'll get that 9 or 10 o'clock start from the West Coast. So there's games like that, but not for a month or 2 months, however long this is going to go. So I think this is a smart thing that the NHL is doing with the scattering of those times, because you can honestly start at 11 o'clock Central Time and go till about 10 o'clock
at
night.
Beautiful.
It's perfect.
I love it. I love it, man. Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun the way they set it up. I wish Major League Baseball would have games going throughout the course of the days as well. Unfortunately, baseball will be blacked out in, I don't know, 48 of the 50 states.
Why are we getting pissed off about blackouts when we're going to have baseball in 2.5 weeks?
God bless you, baseball.
Why are you getting mad now?
So by the way, just to clarify, it's noon, 4, and 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so it would be
so
11,
in Edmonton
3,
and Toronto.
And then it would be 11, 3, and 7 in St.
Dude,
Louis.
11 Eastern o'clock time. Games? That's up my
alley. Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
Yeah. Right? A lot of betting lines, is that what we called it?
Well,
money line.
Yeah,
money lines, that's what we called it.
I mean, we just enjoy the games.
The sport of it.
Yeah, just the sport of it.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Blades of steel and stuff.
Alex, we haven't talked as much about Alex Pietrangelo during the pandemic, but look, this contract is going to be the single biggest decision for Doug Armstrong in the offseason. Do you have any sense of how Army will approach the situation with Petro when it's all said and done?
You know, Joey and I talked with him last night on This Week in Hockey, and we didn't ask him specifically about Petro, but we did ask him about the salary cap and $81.5 million. Like, that's what's going to be flat, like what it was last year. And he did mention to us that, you know, it's going to be a tough task with the stuff we have to do, because not only do you have to re-sign Alex Pietrangelo, but you also have to decide what to do with Vince Dunn, because you didn't make that decision and he's a restricted free agent. But then you got to add in the pieces for the minor leagues. And he talked about how this is all going to be in a month span, but he also mentioned that the big decisions are going to happen while we're going through the playoffs. He said, we want to take it day by day, but our team is already prepared for this upcoming offseason. So I think in Doug Armstrong's mind, and look, I'm not putting any words in his mouth, and unfortunately he doesn't want to talk about this Alex Pietrangelo scenario, Petro has made it very clear he wants to be in St. Louis. Armstrong has made it very clear that they will do whatever they can to keep him in St. Louis. The only way that this does not happen in my eyes is if he is unable, Doug Armstrong, to move somebody off of his roster to clear some cap space. I mean, you're not going to be able to get him under the cap with an $81.5 million contract or an $81.5 million cap along with this cap that's already set for the team. So if he's able to move a player, multiple players, whatever he does in the offseason, then Alex Pietrangelo will be a St. Louis Blue.
So let's get into those players a little bit, because none of the decisions are super easy.
Right.
Either you're taken away from an area of strength. I know Jake Allen is a name that comes up a lot. He's making $4.35 million, I believe it is, next year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. You could be able to push some of that off, but then you take a little bit away from your strength. There are other guys that are up. So let's talk collateral damage. I mean, what kind of players are we talking about not having to have Petro?
Well, you said it right there, BT, of dealing from an area of strength, and I think that area of strength is your center position right now. And when you look at where you're at in terms of depth down the middle, you've just signed Braden Schenn to that long extension. You have Ryan O'Reilly under contract. Robert Thomas is primed to be a number one, number two centerman in the NHL. Is he there yet? I don't think so. He's only a couple years in. But he can play a number three center position for you. So Tyler Bozak's name popped up. is an option that you could move on from for that one extra year that he has and find a way to keep Pietrangelo. Another one is Jake Allen. And I know people don't like to talk about it. I don't think that's a great decision because Ville Husso is a great prospect, but he hasn't played in the NHL. And you do have a backup goaltender who can play legitimate NHL games for you if something were to happen.
Binnington didn't play in the NHL either until he did.
Okay. Touche. Touche, sir. Touche.
But on top, you had a good point.
You know, but on top of that, the other one that comes to mind, and this one might be an unpopular opinion, but Jaden Schwartz.
What?
He's got one more year left on his contract before he's a free agent. He's going to be due money, and you need scoring, yes, but the hope, if you're going to build around your defensive depth of a Justin Falk, an Alex Pietrangelo, a Colton Parayko, a Martin Scandella, you're going to have to take away in an area. And I think if you take away an offense, you know, maybe a Sammy Blais becomes a weapon for you or a Zach Sanford becomes a weapon for you. It's not ideal, but he is making a significant amount of money for one more year that you can lock Pietrangelo up and readjust.
So Pietrangelo is going to be responsible for the 12 playoff goals now.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's a lot to make
he
up.
He had what, 5-6 last year?
Yeah.
It's half.
Yeah.
Six more.
I get six more.
Right. You can do it.
Yeah. I think that's a, it's probably,
if you're getting paid that money, you might as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's a fair way to look at it. We know about the Blues positive tests that happened earlier in the week, or we found out about them actually maybe over the weekend. How's, as far as we know, how's everybody doing and what's the status?
From what I understand, and Doug talked about this as well last night with us, you know, they've set up the protocols because of they were expecting something like this to happen. I think everybody is, because when you're bringing people out now, I know the scenario that the Blues unfortunately fell into was they were out at a bar or a restaurant, wherever it was. But getting everybody back into phase two is the most important factor so you can get these tests, so you can find out if there's positive results. They've quarantined those players, from what I understand, with Doug Armstrong, and then it's just a matter of getting them healthy. But they've continued to skate. They were on the ice earlier today, and I believe they were on the ice yesterday as well, up at the ice zone, and they're still kind of scattering the groups that are out there. But they're getting to that point where everyone's getting close to being back. I know Sammy Blais just came back a couple of days ago. So I think from Doug Armstrong's perspective, everyone is where they need to be. They've quarantined them. They've laid down kind of the guidelines of what this is going to be from here to getting into the bubble to being in the bubble. And then it's just a matter of moving forward with this here on out.
All right, Alex, final question for you. The team that you concern yourself most as a Blues fan, the opponent
in this 2014 playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? Everybody's going to say Colorado, but I'm going to say BT's Vegas. I think the Vegas Golden Knights are a dangerous team. I really do. Colorado's healthy, which is important, but Colorado also has a group of guys that haven't done this before. Vegas has a group of guys who went all the way to the Stanley Cup final and lost out. Now, I know that they've kind of disbanded that group, but they've also added a Mark Stone, who was one of the best defensive forwards in the NHL, right behind Ryan O'Reilly. They added a backup goaltender who won goalie of the year the previous year. They have depth. They have that grittiness like a Ryan Reeves. They have a fresh coach in there. And they have this edge to them. So Vegas, if it were me right now, Vegas is the team that I think I'd be the most concerned about if I'm the St. Louis Blues.
Alex, good stuff, man.
Guys, always great to be in studio with you.
You made BT happy.
What do you mean?
He did have
grinning.
A big grin
he's
on.
He's grinning.
Well, in fairness, I do have more night stuff than I have blue stuff.
You?
That's terrible.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Sick
individual.
That's
Look.
Terrible.
Well, traitor.
Change your name to BK.
The real traitor, T-R-A-D-E-R.
He's going to start smiling on other teams and other players and have their gear.
No, I'm Cardinals through and through.
Awful, good tea. Just awful. Alex,
awful.
Again,
like
good
the
stuff.
Giants.
Alex Ferrario here
like
on 101 ESPN.
You like the Sharks, too, don't you?
I don't like
He's
the
a
Sharks.
Huge Sharks fan.
Wow.
No, you like the Sharks?
No. So we are 0 for 3 right now.
Why do you
guys.
Like the Sharks?
I don't.
He likes
Jamie Rivers. Jamie Rivers decided to make me a Shark fan. During the postseason.
Because you like Eric Carlson.
No.
Nobody likes Eric Carlson. Eric Carlson doesn't like Eric Carlson.
Except for Anthony.
Okay. This conversation is over.
Clearly loves him.
If you want to play in the gauntlet, 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line. So text in. We'll get you on the line, potentially, so you can take on somebody here
in
the gauntlet.
Yeah, somebody just sent us a text a minute ago that said gauntlet blanker blankers. I'm like, wow, calling us out.
I think we get that text pretty much every day.
Possibly you.
Yeah, could be you.
It could be you. Sports Six Pack is next in the Fast Lane.